Do you know who did that? Split Enz. Do you remember Split Enz? Do you know who Split Enz is? Well, I hope that got to you that you didn't know. Okay, stop being nasty. And how about Nazareth? We'll also have some Nazareth there for you. They're playing live in concert from Dallas, Texas. We'll have them. Also, brand new back then, was from 38 Special. They'll be rocking into the night. That's what their song is. I will be rocking it also. Well, my past self and also Brandon Sikowski's past self will be rocking it on the mic doing this time out comic book radio theater. We will read to you Spider-Woman number 22, January of 1980. And ooh, I should make a warning. If you do not like creepy killer clowns, you will not like this story. Yes, creepy clowns are very prominent in this story. So, yeah, if you got a clown fear, yeah, I wouldn't listen to this story at all, especially late at night. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's game past 3 in the morning now. So, no, you wouldn't dig it. All right, if you're afraid of clowns. Okay, let's get to it. Here's our recording of Spider-Woman number 22 from January of 1980. We do this on Comic Book Radio Theater, and it's all done here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We'll be right back.
W95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Let's begin. When young Jessica Drew was dying, her scientist father injected her with a highly evolved serum of spider blood. The irradiated blood not only cured her, but changed her into the fearsome dark angel of night. Stan Lee presents The Mysterious Spider-Woman in Bring On the Clown.
He's murdered three young girls in as many weeks, Web Lady. I know we're professional bounty hunters, you and I. I know that. As of yet, there's been no reward posted on him. Still, as a public service, I think we ought to bag him.
I'm with you all the way, Scotty. Work me up an MO analysis on our clown face strangler, and I promise I'll get on it first thing tomorrow morning.
See you later, Spider Girly. Safe flying.
But as far as tonight goes, our anonymous clown killer will have to wait. Because tonight, I'm having dinner with my friend Lindsay McCabe. Or rather, Jessica Drew is having dinner with Lindsay McCabe. I got to get used to keeping those two identities separate. Because for the sake of my own safety and that of those close to me, no one must ever learn that Jessica Drew is secretly the Spider-Woman.
Meanwhile, on a lonely stretch of highway, not far away.
Gee, thanks, mister. I've been standing alone out here for nearly an hour. For a while there, I thought I'd never get a lift.
Do your parents know that you're out here hitchhiking all alone like this?
You kidding? Mister, my parents don't give a darn whether I'm dead or alive.
So you're like all the other youth of today? Ungrateful, disrespectful, unappreciative of the tremendous personal sacrifices your mother and your father...
Hey, now, mister, let up, will ya? If I'd want to sit and listen to that rap anymore, I'd have stayed back home in Greenwich, Connecticut. So, like, if you can't mind your own business, why don't you pull over and let me out?
All right, young lady, have it your way. But before you go, would you like a handful of peanuts?
Peanuts? Sure. That'd be groovy. I haven't had anything to... Hey, what the heck are you anyways? Some kind of joker?
Joker? You mean like a comedian? Oh, I'm nothing so exalted as that, my dear. I'm merely a humble clown.
Huh? Good grief! That scream! Wait, down there! Down there by that car! Stop! Stop! I'll...
Got to get out of here!
Blast it! I missed! He's getting away! If I glided after him, I might eventually nail him. But the girl... The girl may need my help! She's still alive. Thank God. I've got to get her to a hospital, and fast. But how? I can't fly her there, because in order for me to glide on the wind, my arms have to be outstretched.
Hey, Ernie, look!
Boy, you see it all out here in California, don't you? Now it's a hippie chick all dolled up like a red spider! What do you think of?
No, wait a minute, Ernie. The other one being hurt or something. I'm going to pull over. Hey, lady, you got some trouble or something?
Yes. This girl's just been viciously attacked. We've got to get her to the nearest hospital.
Are you sure you can handle it from here, Spider Girlie?
Oh, brother. Yes, I'm sure. Thank you again. Thank you both.
What?
This young woman is suffering from bruises and near asphyxiation. She needs emergency treatment immediately.
Don't you worry, miss. We'll take care of her right away.
My, what the young girls are wearing these days.
But wait, who are you?
That doesn't matter. Just save the girl. If I'd stayed around there to answer questions, I'd probably have ended up spending the night at some police station, all snarled up in red tape. Besides, I'm already late for my date with Lindsay. And since I can't possibly tell her I was detained as Spider-Woman, I'm going to have to concoct some sort of story. Still, once that's accomplished, I can relax and enjoy myself for the evening without having to worry about crime and criminals.
We will return with Spider-Woman, number 22, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Put stars on your T-shirts!
Cheryl Ladd, Susan Somers, Kiss Rock Group, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, Color Photo Iron-Ons from the Whoppers. Set all four, $2 value, only $1, and a Whoppers wrapper. Or $1.25 without wrapper.
Send to Whoppers Iron-On Offer, 1955 Raymond Street, Suite 100, Northbrook, Illinois, zip code 60062.
You can always tell a Whopper when you hear one crunch.
New
electronic
action toy. From outer space to the pages of Marvel Comics to the toy store comes the mighty champion of justice and truth, the greatest of all space knights, Rom, has come. Evil is on the run.
Rom's energy analyzer lights up bright red and makes strange electronic sounds. Pretended allows Rom to see if creatures are good or evil.
Rom's translator makes eerie electronic sounds and lights up. Imagine Rom has the ability to communicate with any intelligent being in the universe.
Rom's weapon is the neutralizer. It flashes and makes electronic zapping sounds. Pretend it sends evil creatures to the Shadow Zone.
Rom, the Space Knight, is a microelectronic toy from Parker Brothers. His rocket pads light up, and the respirator makes realistic breathing sounds. And the three accessories shown not only light, but make dramatic electronic sounds.
9-volt battery not included.
You can pretend that he has come from a galaxy far, far away to share heroic adventures with you. Rom, the Space Knight from Parker Brothers.
Be number yum with bubblegum. Win your own dream fun room. It's easy, it's fun, it's bubble yum number yum sweepstakes. win a professional jukebox filled with top hit records, a Brunswick pinball machine to make your room a dream fun room, the number yum way to entertain your friends. Here's all you have to do. Watch Saturday or Sunday morning TV or listen to your favorite radio station and keep a lookout for a Bubble Yum commercial. Just count the number of times the word number yum are said in any one of our commercials. Then just send us your answer. There are 6,555 other great prizes to win, like 5 Sony Betamax video recorders, the number yum way to watch TV, 50 Piga 10-speed bikes, the number yum bikes, 1,500 Bubble Yum pocket radios, the number yum sound, and 5,000 Bubble Yum book bags, the number yum way to carry your books. Look for special displays and entry blanks where you buy your Bubble Yum.
We now return to Spider-Woman number 22. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Besides, I'm already late for my date with Lindsay. And since I can't possibly tell her I was detained as Spider-Woman, I'm going to have to concoct some sort of story. Still, once that's accomplished, I can enjoy myself for the evening without having to worry about crime and criminals.
And soon.
This is a window, Lindsay's spare bedroom, which will be as good a place as any to change identities. Last time I stayed here overnight, I left some clothes in the guest closet.
Out my car window. There goes that costume meddler now. Into that third story window of that apartment. She must live in that apartment building under some other identity. Well, she'll soon learn it doesn't pay to fool with the clown.
Meanwhile...
There. I've done it. Now the trick will be to get to the front door without Lindsay spotting me. Good. I can hear her puttering around in the kitchen. So I'll just tiptoe through the living room to the front door, slip out into the hallway like so, and then ring the doorbell. Voila! Jessica Drew has arrived to keep her dinner date. Even though I'm, about 1 hour late.
Hey, Jessica. It's terrific to see you, kid.
It's great to see you too, Lindsay. But listen, I'm awfully sorry I'm...
A little late? Heck, Jessica, don't worry about it. It's just as well, honest. I got home late myself. I had a big job interview. I'll tell you all about it over dinner. I'm making lasagna. Hey, I'm all out of oregano. Would you be a peach and hop down to the store and buy some?
Sure thing, Lynn. Be right back.
At that very moment, outside Lindsay McCabe's apartment.
That skin-tight, sexy red costume she wears! She's just like all the other young girls of today! Wanton exhibitionists! If my children were to behave like that, I'd have no choice but to kill them! Hello, my lovely! You're no longer wearing your provocative red and yellow costume, I see. Huh? Don't be alarmed. My dear, I only want to be your platonic friend.
You are listening to a reading of Spider-Woman number 22, January, the year 1980.
This is Rom, the Space Knight. You can imagine he comes from another galaxy with his flashing neutralizer. Activate Rom. You can imagine he has rockets to blast into space and a translator that communicates with lights and sounds. You can even imagine his respirator lets him breathe in any atmosphere. Rom comes with the three plug-in accessories shown. 9-volt battery not included. Rom, the Space Knight, an electronic toy new from Parker Brothers.
You're the one that's faking it. You're the one who I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
Hope you're enjoying me and Breno's acting. What do you think? Do I make a creepy clown? Do I make quite the clown? I kind of creep myself out too. All right. Me and Brenna Sikowski, myself, Martin R. Howell. Let me introduce myself as well. I'm your host all the time, but Brenna, she's my guest. We are going to continue our comic book read. We do this on Comic Book Radio Theater. Okay. Well, I'm pretty worried for all these girls that are getting attacked and everything like that. We should get back to them. See if they survive or not. Okay. Anything else? I'll tell you what I'm going to read to you, just in case you're, you know, tuned in late and all that. We will read Spider-Woman number 22, issued January of 1980. And when I'm done, when both of us, or our past selves, are done, we will listen to new music that was out there January 1980. Let me tell you about it. J. Geils Band. We'll listen to them. They're playing live from Boston. You know where that is. Pretenders. We'll hear from Pretenders. Their song, Mystery Achievement. We'll also hear from Rush. Crocus. And lastly, Motorhead. Yeah, so if you went to a record store back in January of 1980, you want to know what was new? J. Geils, Pretenders, Rush, Crocus, Motorhead were your options, and you'll get to listen to them when we close out this reading of Spider-Woman number 22, January of 1980. And it's done right here. Late Night CKUW Comic Book Radio Theater. It's done. All here, all now. CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg. And we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Hello, my lovely. No longer wearing your provocative red and yellow costume, I see. Don't be alarmed, my dear. I only want to be your platonic friend. Here, let's shake on it. Ah! Most joy buzzers only give a mild tingling sensation. But then, they're not wired for 800 volts. What? What? I'm listening to her chest. Incredible. She's still breathing. But I'll take care of that troublesome detail soon enough with my scarf around her neck. Oh.
I'm back! Lindsay!
Huh? Drop your scarf and go!
I'm sorry. It took me so long. They were all out of oregano. So I... Lindsay! That scarf! It's the one that killer clown was wearing earlier this evening. He must have followed me here from the hospital and tried to kill Lindsay thinking she was me. But I can't worry about him now. I've got to... Operator! Send an ambulance to Calden House and hurry, please!
A short while later, in a quiet suburb.
It's gotten so late. What on earth will I tell Roberta? Bowling, that's it. I'll tell her I went bowling with the fellows at the tax office. Hello, dear.
Don't you dare hello, dear me, Casper Wimbley. In case you've forgotten how to tell time, it's almost 9 p.m.
I'm sorry, dear. It's just that after work, Bill Starkley and a few of the other boys decided to go bowling. So I...
Bowling? Ha! You wouldn't know bowling ball from a jelly donut. You and I both know. What? Makeup!
Makeup, dear?
Yes! Makeup! Clown makeup! Casper Wimbley, have you been making a fool of yourself running around town pretending you're a clown again?
No, dear.
Don't lie to me, Casper. Don't you think I know that all you ever really wanted out of life was to join the circus and be a clown? Well, I have no intention whatever of being married to a clown, Casper Wimbley, which is why I forced you to go out and make something of yourself. Isn't that right, Casper?
That's right, Roberta. You made me become an accountant.
That's right! I made you become an accountant! So we can live like normal people. Our neighbors don't have to be ashamed of us. I mean it, Casper.
Yes, dear.
If you want to dress up as a clown at an occasional Rotary Club bazaar, I don't mind. But after work, I expect you to arrive home on time. Is that clear?
Yes, dear.
Meanwhile, at the hospital...
Will she be all right, Doctor?
Miss Drew, she will. But believe me, your friend Miss Cabe cheated death by a hair. If she hadn't been fortunate enough to be wearing those rubber gloves while washing dishes at the time she was attacked, that electrical device, whatever it was, it would have certainly killed her.
Excuse me, Mrs. Drew. I'm Lieutenant Jacoby of the LAPD. I'm assigned to the killer clown investigation. From the colored scarf you found at the scene, we know it was the clown who attacked your friend. But up until now, he's only attacked women alone. On the streets. Do you have any inkling why he would go through so much extra trouble to attack your friend?
Uh-oh. I was afraid of this. I can't possibly explain that the clown's attack on Lindsay was a case of mistaken identity without also explaining that I'm secretly the Spider Woman. No, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I don't know why he attacked Lindsay, but I do know this. Lindsay regained consciousness briefly before the ambulance arrived, and she told me that she recognized the killer clown through his circus makeup and was certain she could positively identify him.
What?
We will return to
Spider-Woman, number 22, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Star Wars! Now, from the greatest movie of all time, comes the Kenner Star Wars Toy Collection! New Star Wars Imperial Troop Transporter. Stormtrooper carrier vehicle holds up to 11 action figures. Plays 6 sounds from Star Wars, including R2-D2, C-3PO, and Stormtrooper. Assembly required.
New Star Wars Land of the Jawas, an action playset to recreate the adventures of the mysterious Jawas and their sandcrawler on Tatooine Desert. Assembly required.
Star Wars radio-controlled R2-D2. You can make the lovable little droid come to life with wireless radio control. He beeps, he flashes his light, turns his head, and moves in all directions. Radio-controlled R2-D2 is 8 inches tall.
New Star Wars Creatures Cantina. Relive the fun of that crazy and weird cantina and its creatures. Exciting playset has action lever movement for mock battles and automatic door action. Assembly required.
All new Star Wars action figures, featuring the cantina creatures and Star Wars' newest villain, Boba Fett. Walrus Man, R5-D4, Power Droid, Death Star Droid, Boba Fett, Snaggletooth, Greedo, Hammerhead, Luke Skywalker, X-Wing Pilot.
Star Wars action figures, have you completed your collection? Collector's cast includes Sand People, Darth Vader, Princess Leia, Jawa, Luke Skywalker, Stormtrooper, Chewbacca, Ben Kenobi, C-3PO, R2-D2, Han Solo, and Death Squad Commander. Action figures each sold separately.
See Kenner's exciting Star Wars collection at your favorite toy store today! Mego introduces Elastic Superheroes! The Incredible Hulk figure and the Amazing Spider-Man figure. Now your favorite superheroes are elastic. You can bend them, twist them, and stretch them any way you like. New Elastic Superheroes, they're fantastic. From the Mego Corporation. Remember how many times you felt left out because you were broke? Places the gang was going and you weren't included? They all had money for movies, games, hamburgers, and soft drinks. All of them except you. Well, you'll never be left out again. Now you can make $5, $10, or more week after week. Introduce Grit to friends, relatives, neighbors, and others. America's greatest family newspaper since 1882. Grit will help you start your own business. You can be among the more than 30,000 others who earn free prizes and make up to $5, $10, or more every week by introducing Grit to your family, friends, and neighbors. Grit will help you get started in a profitable business of your own by sending you papers, all the supplies you'll need, and suggestions on how and where to begin. Grit will assist you in every way to make this a happy, successful, and profitable venture. Hurry! Sign up now! Fill out and mail an envelope today to Grit Publishing Company, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, zip code 17701. The Human Torch in the Ice Master cometh. The city is in the middle of a deep freeze.
The Ice Master is living up to his threat to put us into a new ice age.
Even you're not hot enough to melt my heart of ice, flame face.
He's right. His power is just not just ice, it's life-stealing cold.
Leaving me cold, hot shot?
Getting something that will warm you from the inside out, Ice Master.
Hostess, fruit pies, all for me.
apple and cherry.
What crust? So light, so tender. I'm warming up to real fruit filling.
Things are warming up again now that the Ice Master is warmed up to the goodness of Hostess Fruit Pies.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit Pies in apple and cherry. We now return to Spider-Woman number 22. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I can't possibly explain that the clown's attack on Lindsay was a case of mistaken identity without also explaining that I'm secretly the Spider-Woman. No, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I don't know why he attacked Lindsay, but I do know this. Lindsay regained consciousness briefly before the ambulance arrived, and she told me that she recognized the killer clown through his circus makeup and was certain she could positively identify him.
What? Sometime later at Casper Wimpley's suburban home, he is doing dishes while watching television. News. Tonight, a young aspiring actress named Lindsay McCabe remains unconscious and in guarded condition at a Mount Zion hospital after being brutally attacked by the man all of Los Angeles has come to know and fear as the Killer Clown. The major break in the investigation may be at hand, however, because a source close to the police investigation reports tonight that Miss McKay recognized her clown-faced attacker despite his heavy circus makeup, and that she will be able to identify him as soon as she regains consciousness.
Allstate! Allstate Express Company! Yes! I have a large package to be delivered immediately!
2 hours later, in front of Mount Zion Hospital.
Hey, Pete. You sure you got the right address to this thing?
That's what it says on the worksheet. It says, truck it out here behind the hospital and leave it sitting out here on the sidewalk.
But what if...
somebody steals it. It ain't our problem. All we get paid to do is deliver it. Now, come on. We got a whole truckload of parcels to deliver.
Inside, the box that was just delivered is Casper Wimpley, otherwise known as the Killer Clown.
What an absolute genius I am. It was an easy matter to worm Lindsay McCabe's room number out of the girl at the admissions desk. But I just can't just amble in the front way now. Because the hospital corridors are undoubtedly crawling with police. Besides, this method of entry will serve to enhance my budding reputation as the world's most spectacularly gifted clown. This is her room, all right. And there she is, lying in that bed. Normally, I'd prefer to kill them while they're wide awake. Kicking and a screaming! Kicking and a screaming! Ah!
You are listening to a reading of Spider-Woman number 22, January, the year 1980.
It's the Star Wars Creature Cantina that you put together. Action figures each sold separately. You can make them move on revolving discs with the action lever. You can even make them fall.
Gotcha, Hammerhead.
Got him.
I told you not to follow me, Greedo.
You owe us money, Han Solo.
You're not going to collect this time.
Wow, what a weird place.
Kenner's new Star Wars Creature Cantina. Action figures sold separately.